This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Fire! Fire!
Episode number 52. Yeah, what's up? Slowly creeping up on you, bitch ass. Almost 56 episodes, almost 1 year worth of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
And then we're quitting. We're done.
And then it's out. Yeah, we're done.
There's your first season. We were not renewed for season two. F*** you.
Bye.
See
yeah,
you.
Because we made such a huge impact with the first season.
Metal Shop is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Of one.
Of Tim.
Of Chris and my mom.
Yay!
Hey! Anyway, welcome back, guys.
And Chip. Chip's listening in now, too.
My name is Kevin. This is Ian.
Hi.
And alongside that is Ryan the Beard.
Welcome to Bluffington.
Hello.
It's been a fun week, man.
It's been a decent week. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good, man.
You got some food in your beard.
Oh, do I?
You still have food in your beard.
I still have food in my beard.
We were just talking about that.
Sloppy, sloppy.
I thought I got it all.
That's why I can't have a long-ass beard like that, because if the food stays in there, and then if nobody tells you, it just, like, creeps its way deeper into the beard, and then it decays, and then you become Smelly Beard Ryan, and then
chronic fasciitis.
I haven't done my bathroom check. Normally, after I eat, I go to the bathroom and kind of wash my face out a little bit. You know,
but see, that's what I mean. You have to go wash your face every time you eat.
We were like,
makes my face more
time to record.
You know,
well, you know, grooming tips by Ryan the Beard.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, what about you, Ian? What'd you do this week?
It was a good week, except for one shitty thing happened this week that I wasn't really a fan of. There was a House bill that went through where the Senate, Washington State Senate, is trying to pass this medical marijuana bill that's reducing everybody's amount that they can carry around and almost requiring mandatory patient registry if you want to have protection from arrest.
Weak.
So basically it's taking away... We, as the people, voted in this law, and then the government was like, yeah, fuck that. We're just going to do our own thing.
Pretty much.
So that law you guys voted in, fuck you. We're just going to change it despite whatever you want to say. So yeah. That's one thing the government is good at. And it fucking pissed me off this week. So
that's a huge bummer.
It sucks. And a lot of people that are listening, Tim, are going to be like, yeah, man, fuck that. Right, Tim? Fist bump.
Yeah. Speaking of weed, I went and saw Sleep this week. That was awesome.
Yeah,
420.
Dude. That was hella dope.
420 literally. Sleep concert was pretty intense. I actually was falling asleep on the pit, in the pit.
And falling asleep on your feet?
Dude, pretty much, yeah. Thanks. You know that's the Kevin Deere style. I do that quite often.
Man, thanks to Max
Long. Yo, somebody
Long.
Needs to evacuate Kevin.
Dude, thanks to Max Long, I was almost comatose by the end of that show. That pool gave me, it was like a toffee with 100 milligrams of THC in there.
And oh, Ryan and your 100 milligrams.
I don't smoke that much, so that's a lot for me.
I'm
so
just busting your balls.
I think I ate about a quarter of that thing, and I was just about comatose.
Yeah?
Really, really glad I had some people to kind of help me figure out how to get home.
You should have had two, and then you would have been comatose.
Just completely
mission
down for the count.
Where's Ryan? He's still high from Monday.
He's blending into the velvet curtains with
it's
his beard.
It's Saturday. He's still high from Monday?
Well, 420 was great. I'm glad you guys all had fun.
Yeah. Our friend Tim that we referenced, he had a busy day.
Tim needs to fucking be on this podcast for the amount of times that we reference him.
You know, Tim actually mentioned that he wanted to come back and to the show and stick up for Metallica for the amount of times that we talk shit. He's like, every time.
Seriously?
He's like,
God damn it. What's the point of sticking up for Metallica? They don't need any defense, Tim. They don't, or from anybody.
Hey, man.
They're like, we're rich. We do what we want. And at the end of the day, we don't give a shit what you say because Lars Ulrich is our fucking drummer. Oh, you're so good, Lars.
Tim just wants to be the voice of the voice is.
The voice of the voices.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're not voiceless. They definitely are pretty.
There are a lot of voices out there, man.
So he's the voice of the voices.
We're the voice of the voices.
Sounds like a Volbeat song.
Maybe Tim's the one who stole Kirk Hammett's 250 song ideas from a cell phone or whatever.
Ooh,
it was.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, what's your best Metallica vocal impression? Everybody's got one. What's your best one?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of need to warm up for one of those.
All right, Ryan, can you do one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me zappa zappa zappa. Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me zappa zappa zappa.
Yeah. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be listening to this at that point.
Yeah.
Wow. Jim Brewer has the best one, though.
Yeah. I'm creeping death.
That's a key one, is the huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if he invented the huh. But James Hetfield has harnessed the huh.
He's got the power of the huh.
How do you spell that? H-O-O-O or W-H-O-O or W-H-U-U-O-O? If you're listening to this right now, give a good. It makes it feel good. Makes it feel good on the inside. If you will give me five, give me everything. That's the best part. All right, anyway.
That should be the name of this episode. H-U-A-A.
That works for me.
It's not even a sound effect.
We need some metal news. Iced Earth is coming back. These guys are like invincible. They never die. And I don't feel like they're ever gonna die. They've been a band that's been around forever and ever. And they have a 12th studio record coming out after a short hiatus they did. John Schaefer had a cervical fusion surgery on his back,
oof,
which can't be fun, which means no more headbanging for you, buddy. Kind of like the Tom Araya. You got to just stand still and...
Hell yeah.
But they're coming out with a new record. They said, I'm 100% confident that the bond our band has forged in these last several years will shine through in the music. It's a brotherhood in every way, and the fans will feel that. Ooh, you'll feel it, Ryan.
I'm sure I will.
I couldn't be more proud of these guys and everything we've achieved together. So, they got a new record out.
Nice.
coming out following their 2013 record.
Veil of Maya is also coming out with a new record, coming out May 12th on Sumerian Records. It's called Matriarch, and they're going to be doing a tour with Revocation, Oceano, Gift Giver, and Entheos. They're going to be here in Seattle at Studio 7, and that's going to be going on June 8th. If you're in Portland area, June 7th at the Hawthorne.
So we all talked about Phil Rudd from AC/DC a few months ago, and about how he threatened to kill somebody and had possessions of drugs when he was arrested. He's 60 years old. It was November. He was found with methamphetamine and cannabis after a search warrant and at his home. So it wasn't just like out and about. I keep my meth at home, you know, because I don't want to be a danger to society. But he had an angry phone call with one of his personal assistants and said that he was going to kill them. So what happened is he was he pled guilty to a death threat and drug charges, and also, well, they haven't sentenced him yet, but he pled guilty. So basically he's going to jail. Phil Rudd from AC/DC, you're kind of maybe you shouldn't threaten to kill people and have a bunch of drugs.
Only do one illegal thing at a time.
Is that your rule?
Yeah, that's the rule of thumb.
It's a good rule.
So June 26th, we'll find out for sure.
So Helloween, we talked about them last week. They are now streaming a track from their new record, which is called My God-Given Right. It's going to be out here on June 2nd on Nuclear Blast, and they're going to be streaming it right now. So it's called Lost in America by Helloween.
Maybe they were just drunk.
Where am I? Milwaukee? What is Milwaukee?
Stranded in Belize, 10 hours we must wait. They started with a flight show, so the airport opens late.
Nobody see? Really, they're like, where are we?
Nobody seems to know. Now we're sitting here all drinking. We hope to catch the show.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to stop that right there.
Aww.
Did you guys listen to that? The lyrics to that?
That was pretty bad.
We're sitting on the plane. Here's a movie. Oh, we're going to be late to the concert. There's little f***ing lyrics that they just put to the Helloween song.
That's wonderful.
Lost in we're stuck on a plane. This is the inspiration for our songwriting now.
That's God awesome.
Damn it.
This is so rad.
The first time I listened through it, I didn't realize it until just now.
I love how cheesy they are, and they own it too, man.
We are stuck up on an airplane. We're lost in America.
Good times.
So, Aborted's guitarist has a new solo project.
And it's cool to see. Aborted is like a obviously very brutal death grind, just, you know, brutality all the way around.
Yeah.
And the new Mendel, the song is called Horizon, and it's very, like, it's a song we'd play on the dub sack.
Yeah, I thought it was a Keith Moreau song.
Very chill.
It's kind of genty, and like it goes back and forth from heavy and you know, a little more chill. Ryan, in fact, could you grab this and post it to the Metal Shop page right now?
Yep.
Just so anybody listening to this can go back and check it out.
Mendel.
The guy's name is Bendel Bige Delage. And it kind of chills out for a little while. So new music from those guys, or from him at least. I don't know if Aborted's putting out anything new, but if you're a fan of that kind of stuff, there you go.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, 6 Feet Under has a new song, something completely 180 degrees the other way. They have a new record called Crypt of the Devil we've been talking about coming out on Metal Blade Records. It's going to be their 11th 11th studio record, man.
Damn.
Man, that kind of blows my mind. I didn't know they were around for...
They're a Northwest band now.
Yeah. That's the argument.
There's no argument there. Chris Barnes will agree. They're a Northwest band.
This one's called Gruesome. Their new record's got 10 songs on it. The new 6 Feet Under record's coming out May 5th. In just a couple weeks on Metal Blade Records.
It's a little more techie than I'm used to hearing from 6 Feet Under.
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely.
Nice.
We'll look forward to hearing what the whole record sounds like. We'll see.
Another new record coming out is the 11th studio recording by Cradle of Filth.
Boobs! Definitely
a band that is, I don't know, a lot of people love them and a lot of people hate them. There's not that many people that are like, man, I kind of like Cradle of Filth.
But they're okay.
People love them or they hate them. And they're coming out with this record, Hammer of the Witches, kind of like Ringworm's Hammer of the Witch, but plural.
Yeah, what the hell?
So, the cover has been revealed this week. It's pretty cool. It's a painting of... Yeah, it's like the fucking satanic goat with four naked chicks with blood coming out of their mouth, and they're stacked on top of each other. And there's a lot of naked chicks all around, and there's a lot of boobs, and it's pretty cool.
Boobs.
They should have called the album Boobs.
We're like, our music sucks, but here's some tits, so buy it.
You want to piss off your mom? This
Sounds
album
fitting.
Cover will do the trick.
Rated T for tits.
Slayer finished recording their new record recently. It's Tom Araya, Kerry King, Paul Bostaff, and Mr. Gary Holt from Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Their producer is Terry Date, and they've recorded their 11th studio record, the first one since 2011's World Painted Blood. It's coming out later in 2015. Still no release date yet, although they are playing the entire Rockstar Energy Mayhem Festival lineup, which is playing, I think it's what, Tuesday? June 30th at White River Amphitheater in Seattle, or not Seattle, in Auburn, Washington.
Woo-hoo.
And if you want to go follow it, it will be in Boise, Idaho the night after that.
Interesting.
So Slayer, King Diamond, and I'm sure they'll probably play one or two songs off the new record. Last week on the podcast, did we play?
Yeah, we did.
I don't want to play it again.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's move on.
They're doing these things on the Slayer tour, which are pretty cool. On the Mayhem, they actually have a couple off dates where they just do an evening with Slayer. I wish that was in Seattle. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, that would be great.
Probably get like 2.5 hours of Slayer, maybe three.
Well, it'd be. I would love to see Slayer play the Mayhem Fest in Auburn and then actually play a show in Seattle like the next day, like a smaller show at the Showbox or something like that, just Slayer, if they had a day off. But they don't. Like I said, they're going to play Idaho the next night. So
screw Idaho.
No dice.
King Diamond and Slayer back to back.
Like, hey, Idaho, Showbox. Dude, Idaho needs Slayer. More than Seattle needs Slayer.
Idaho's got a lot of pride.
Well, that's true. I'm just saying in terms of, like, they need some music of any kind.
They need
all.
Something to do.
Send something over to them so they can fucking stay sane.
There are many dudes with shaved heads who want to salute Slayer, if you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, I know. It's not 1993 anymore, thank God. But I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so the Guarbecue is a huge yearly event that Guar puts on over in Richmond, and if you want to go, it's now 3 days, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be a wet and wild orgy of hard music, super cool art, and delicious food. It's going to be Saturday, August 15th in beautiful and historic Richmond.
Historic.
Yep.
Very historic Richmond, Virginia.
So they have the now barbecue swelling to two Richmond, Virginia venues, the National and the Broadberry, on Friday, August 14th. So they're going 3 days. Good times. Huge. Odorous RIP. Motherfuckers living your dream.
This last Monday, Anthrax announced Charlie Benante is going to be putting out a coffee blend.
Oh, yeah.
Why does everybody need to put out a coffee blend?
Because John Pettibone sets the standard.
We just talked last week about how Judas Priest just did it. Who all, like, everybody's got a goddamn coffee blend. So, okay, so he's got two different varieties of Charlie and Benante's coffee blend. It's going to be called Be All End All, which is a dark roast with a real kick, and the Forever Metal Blend, a milder coffee. Quote, I grew up in a large Italian family, and coffee was a daily staple in our home. As a kid, I loved coffee so much, my mother said that at one point, she put some coffee in my bottle. For me, the taste of coffee is one of the greatest tastes that there is on earth, so I decided to create what was for me the perfect cup of coffee.
Oh, yes.
That could nice. Be a brutal f***ing poetry.
Indeed. Interesting news story, actually, that was brought to our attention by STPcast on the Seattle radio station KISW 99.9 FM. As reported by Blabbermouth through the STPcast, dude from Slipknot, Corey Taylor, says he turned down opportunities to star in that, you know, Bret Michaels show, Rock of Love. Apparently, wow. Bret Michaels turned down... turned it down to do a family-centric reality show with his longtime girlfriend.
So he would have been the guy that they were competing to date.
Yeah, and he said, F*** that, never call me again.
Don't ever call me again.
I would watch the hell out of that. I totally would.
Because I don't think it would have lasted longer than one or two episodes because it would have been like, F*** you, F*** you.
That's why I would have watched
you
it.
You need to go home. I'm going home. Goodbye.
It would have been such a train wreck. It would have been rad.
That's so funny. Corey
but can you
Taylor,
imagine him on
Rock
that?
Yeah,
love.
That'd be so great.
Dude, okay. Well,
he'd
like,
be so bummed out the whole time.
Corey Taylor is a pretty good-looking dude. I mean, he probably has, well, he does have a lot of metal rock ladies or whatever that are.
Who want to bone him?
Would have been like, yo, all right, what do I need to do? And that kind of sucks, but it's kind of just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, well...
I ain't gonna be jelly.
He can do it, but he's just no reason to do it on TV.
He could have shown up. What up, ladies? Let me show you my Slipknot.
I push my fingers into your eyes. What was it, Slipknot lyrics? I push my fingers into your eyes.
Push my fingers into your eyes.
Hee-haw! So Paul Di'Anno's Architects of Chaos is now a thing?
Paul Di'Anno got sued for back taxes a couple years ago and had to lay low for several years.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
With the Architects of Chaos.
What's the title of this? It says, new lyric video from Paul Di'Anno, Architects of Chaos, and arguably proves gayness of Bruce Dickinson. Paul Di'Anno's been trying to call Bruce Dickinson gay for decades, apparently.
Really?
And,
pretty sure Bruce Dickinson has proved his sexuality multiple
Paul Di'Anno, quote, astutely observed the contrast between himself and his successor in 2012 as, I'm sorry, I don't do opera, imitates Bruce Dickinson singing Run to the Hills. It's too fucking easy and I'm not gay.
Oh, okay.
I think he's just a fucking idiot, douchebag. And he's upset.
He sounds like a high school child.
Architects of Chaos, you spelled your fucking band name wrong. That's the number one thing on my list. All you had to do was you made it all the way to the end. Architects of Chaos with a fucking Z. You made it all the way to the end of your band name and spelled it wrong on the last letter.
All right.
Are we going to listen to any of this?
No.
All right, fair enough.
Fuck no.
All right.
Just saying.
So Lamb of God is back in the studio. They are working on their new record. It's going to be fucking sick. They now started an official Lamb of God Instagram at Lamb of God. You can check them out and follow them. Randy actually is really good about that. He posts really long, intricate, kind of in-depth stuff on his Instagram. So something worth checking out if you're on your phone.
What do you think it takes as a band to get a legit handle or whatever it's called?
Verified?
Well, from somebody else who already has it before you got on.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, kid, what do I need to do to get the at Lamb of God handle from you? Do I need to send you a record? Do I need to fly you out to a show? Do I need to hunt you down and smash your head in with a tire iron?
Do I need to get you a prostitute?
You know, whatever it may be. I'm just curious, man. Somebody was like, as soon as Instagram went up, they were like, oh, fuck. I need Lamb of God. I am the Lamb of God.
Need it.
Curious.
Yeah, someone obviously took that, so.
Faith No More has two records being reissued deluxely. Deluxe reissues, whatever that means. So Faith No More has The Real Thing and Angel Dust coming back out in 1989 and 1992, respectively, in deluxe 2-CD editions. So you can get all of these singles that came out of, all of these, from Epic, from Out of Nowhere, from A Small Victory, all these B-sides and all this other stuff that you might not have ever seen.
That's awesome.
So go grab the new Faith No More reissues. Lining up perfectly with Sol Invictus, their new record, the new Faith No More push.
So, Kerry King is never one to pull punches, and he was recently doing an interview with Loudwire, and he was asked about his stint as Megadeth's guitar player in 1983, did like 5 shows, and it said, this is what King said, "I don't know how anybody can be in Megadeth for more than a couple of hours, because that guy's crazy." Which is awesome.
Well, I think we fucking know that.
Yeah, of course.
But man, yeah, he talks about how when he was playing with them for a while, he was just taken aback at how they operate as a band. So that's what he was like. I never could be in Megadeth. But I really I really hope they play again live. I'm sure they will through the area. That's why they replaced their new people. Wonder if it'll be Chris Adler. Probably not. Abath from Immortal has a new band called Abath. Just calling it after him, naming it after himself.
Huh.
But it's going to be former Gorgoroth bassist King of Hell and Borknagar drummer Bard Kolstad.
Yep. Bard Kolstad.
Bard Kolstad.
I think it's going to be rad, man.
So Demonoz and Horg have a ongoing legal battle with Abath right now, so he can't call the band Immortal. He's just going to call it after himself. So they're going to have a new record coming out in 2016. So we'll see what's going on. The dude is a riff master, and so I really like to see what else they come up with, but it just sucks to see people fighting about all their shit.
Well, the rest of the dudes in that band are no slouches either, man. I mean, those are some hefty resumes.
All the way around, yeah.
I think that's going to be some seriously awesome black metal.
Huh. We just mentioned Kerry King. I wanted to mention that he was also did an interview with Rolling Stone, and there was some, interesting stuff about the new Slayer record, but pretty just random factoids here and there. And what happened is King said he's actually batted the idea of a solo project, but he hasn't done it because there's a bunch of people he's considered doing it with, but he has to have Slayer covered because he considers that before anything.
Good.
A Kerry King solo record. Would that be just a bunch of random solos?
It would just be a bunch of...
I don't know. I'm just playing, but it could be. Who knows?
You're not, yeah, I think you're totally within the realm of reality there. Nergal from Behemoth opened a barbershop this last year, and he's going to be opening a second barbershop and a bar in Poland. Good for him. Takes money to make money, motherfucker. So, quote from him, "Ugh, the word became flesh. For a few days, we opened a new club in Sopo with the charming name of Libation. But do not let yourself be provoked, because it is in the name of the second floor, and our plan is ambitious to raise the level of entertainment in the city dominated by kebab and plastic." So maybe they're going to be doing a venue in there, too.
Huh.
It'll be cool to see.
Yeah.
It says, "We promise ballet at a high level with good music and the best liquor in a place unique."
Perfect.
Huh.
I would love to go to
Ballet.
Nergal's club. Yeah. Whatever they're doing in there. I'd love to go in there and see what's up.
So we mentioned Corey Taylor earlier, and I wanted to also mention that he this week ranked the band's discography from best to worst. So they've
Slipknot from best to worst?
Yep. They've come out with 5 records. So number 5, he said, was All Hope Is Gone. Number 4 is Volume 3, The Subliminal Verses. Number 3 is Iowa. Number 2 is The Gray Chapter, 0.5, which is the new one. And then his number 1 is the self-titled Slipknot record, which was a killer record.
Hmm. Interesting. Between the Buried and Me did a cover of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody recently. And this is just a live shot from somebody in the crowd. Let me, sneak about a minute ahead into this video.
Slay, I'm trying to go.
awesome. That's, yeah, I would love to see that. Awesome.
I want to hear him at the heavy part.
Yeah, let's just let it go, man. This is a live shot video, so
might as well.
Straight up. Be a very pleasant surprise, I think.
Dude, and that crowd was going nuts, too. Oh, yeah. Dude, crowd surfing, that was awesome.
Nice. Very cool to see. Bands, metal bands doing non-metal things and not giving a shit. I like it.
Ryan, this band, The Crane, you're a big fan of them, right?
Oh, yeah. I like that band.
What are they doing?
They just put out a new album. I'm pretty goddamn stoked about it. It's the first one in about 11 years, I believe.
What?
And,
wow.
Yeah, I'm,
No,
or, no,
5 years.
That's not, 5 years, rather. Sorry, I don't have the article in front of me, so... Yeah, it's the first one in 5 years, and I'm pretty stoked about it. It's a really spastic, grindy, awesome piece of music.
It's called Shadow Breather.
It's, the whole record sounds like the band was playing and somebody kicked them down a staircase, which means that I'm probably gonna be into it.
Kicked them down a staircase, huh?
Yeah, really, really good glitchy stuff.
Nice.
I don't want somebody to kick my band down the goddamn staircase. What is a Crane?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you said that or not, but yeah, it's the first record since 2010.
Yeah.
So 5 years later.
Guys, I got a good news story here. I don't know if you've seen this yet, though. But adult film star Pamela Kane showed up to last year's Amnesia Rock Festival in Western Quebec, Canada, and convinced 12 attendees of the festival to have sex with her while the festival was going on film. It's called Casting at the Rock Fest, and the scenes are shot in either a bus, a tent, or a Winnebago, and most likely on the festival grounds. They do mention the festival by name, which means the dudes behind that are not stoked, and they're probably going to be seeking legal action.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this chick is banging about 12 dudes.
Is this breaking news?
Yeah, it is. It just showed up yesterday here on the Metal Injection site. So just wanted to mention.
Man, props to her.
That's like a Metallica behind the scenes. Hooray! Okay, I guess it's about that time in the Metal Shop Backstage Pass podcast where we kind of get a little more sophisticated. Raise your pinkies while you drink your glass of Jägermeister.
Oh, yeah.
And we enter the Metal Shop Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio Lounge. Tonight, Kevin addresses a band by the name of Abscess off of their 1995 record, Urine Junkies. Here's Black Tooth Beast. Kevin, take it away.
Crank, skank, fat, and rank. Smells like an old fish tank. Clustered zits explode with cheese. Yank whore down on scabby knees. Boils grow, blow for a blow. Shit like breath like a pig's ass. Scabby jaw, toothless maw. Rotting fast in pubes, crabs crawl. Picking flesh face like death spread it for a bit. Of meth world, of dog spell. What? Of log black tooth bitch. Decrepit slop. Spews trap jaw flap. Panties strained with streaks of crap. Mirror lick, looking sick. I wouldn't touch you with the 10-foot dick. Black tooth beast.
Thank you for that, Kevin. My week wouldn't have been complete. Snap along, you fucking heathens! This is Metal Shop's Backstage Pass podcast, and we are about to get into our interview we did with Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
Yeah, with Ted.
Good band.
Hell yeah.
Good music. Stay with us. See you next week, guys. Dillinger Escape Plan! These guys lose it every time I see them play, man. They are a brutal, brutal live band, Dillinger Escape Plan.
Yeah, they're always messing up the equipment. Their sound guy must hate them.
Like, why you gotta smash another cab, dude? Did you have to do that?
And yes, like, we did.
Actually, yes, isn't it? Yeah.
Goddamn right.
Absolutely.
We are in the studio with right now with a band called Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Metal Shop Studios.
Hey.
It's good to have you all in here.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have all been part of the punk rock, hardcore metal music scene, heavy music scene in the Northwest for a long, long time, so it's about time we had you in here. It's a pleasure, to say
indeed,
the least.
Indeed, it's a pleasure to be here, too.
Welcome, brothers.
Thanks, Kevin.
Brothers! So for those, let's just get a foundation down for those of you who may not know. Give us a brief rundown of Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. Like, when did you get started? How long have you been around? How did you, as a band, get together?
So what's your name over there?
Oh, Pegadeth.
Oh, sorry. Say what you... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
My name's Ted.
Thank you. Say what you do in the band and say your name. Let's go around the room. Thank you. I just said that 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm Pegadeth. I play bass and a little bit of piano on this record.
I'm Tad. I play guitar and vocals.
I'm Pam. I play drums.
I'm Dave. I guess I'm a drummer.
Interesting. Interesting. Some role reversal here.
Oh, I like how that goes.
That's awesome.
We swing both ways.
I'm Pam. Hello.
So how long have you guys been a band now? Like, what year would you say was, started in?
About 2006. It was a solo project, just recording thing. And then we figured out we wanted to play live, so we enlisted some people, and this is the current lineup. It's been that way for about 3 years, 2 years.
Nice.
Pam's a new addition to the live.
Yeah, we were going to say, congrats to Pam. This is the first time we've had you in here, and you're the most recent addition to the band, correct?
That's right.
You upgraded your life.
I'm pretty stoked about it. I couldn't be happier.
So your new self-titled record just released on Neurot Recordings. I was kind of wondering how you guys hooked up with the dudes from Neurosis to get that out.
Well, I was in a band called Tad a while back. And we toured with them and got to know them. And, they're old school and so were some of us here. And I just kept in touch with them. And we played and opened for them on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and
sweet.
Had some good conversations with Steve Ontil and Scott Kelly, and told him, hey, if I ever get a demo together, can we send it to him? He's like, absolutely. So it was sent, and we're doing this now.
Nice.
And the rest is history.
And indeed, it's a solid record. We're going to be playing a few songs from that tonight. So
yeah, let's get into the first song right now. We got a few of them. You guys want to do Empires of Dust?
Yes.
Let's launch into that one now. The show that you guys are playing coming up May 21st at Chop Suey, I had the opening band wrong. You want to correct me here off of what I had sitting down here? It's going to be you guys at Chop Suey with who else?
Bally Girls and Moe's Generator.
Yeah!
Hell yeah.
And this song, Empires of Dust, it's a gurgler. So hit the gurgler, sit back,
gurgle,
join the smoking nation here.
I like your smoke circle.
Style. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Here in Northwest metal scene, I think we all know a little bit of something about that.
It's illegal. Let's get medicated.
Brothers of the Sonic Cloth live in the Metal Shop studios. More with them as we can continue on. It's The Rock, 99.9 KISW. That is some heavy ass.
Heavy, heavy, heavy.
Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. On Metal Shop 99.9 KISW, Empires of Dust. What'd you say? Hitting the gurgler?
Hit the brown note, the man.
The brown note.
Yeah, man. I'm messing myself a little bit. That was heavy.
Coming
bowels.
Off of last week's all local episode, it's awesome to have these guys in here, Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
And sisters.
Brothers and sisters of the Sonic Cloth.
Hey, hey.
What's going on with you guys' new record? How can we get a hold of it? Where is it at? Do we have to, like, accost you in the street to find it? Like, what do we need to do, man?
Well, local record stores like Silver Platters, Easy Street, are a few of the places that have it. And you can also order it online to be delivered to your home so you don't have to leave.
You don't have to leave your cave.
Yeah, you can stay at home in the cave.
Stay at home in the
weed
cave.
Keep in touch with the gurgler. And, through neurotrecordings.com. And also you can go to our website, which is taddoyle.com/BOTSC.
Nice.
Now, we saw you guys are going on tour, playing May 21st at Chop Suey. Kind of like, what is it, like a two-week trip up and down the West Coast a little bit? And not a full U.S., but enough to kind of get out there a little bit. Where else in the world do you guys want to go? Are you going to end up, like, hitting the entire circuit? Or what's the plan for Brothers of the Sonic Cloth here?
I can see you guys going over, well, like a road
burn.
Oh, yeah, we have a 10-day run on the West Coast, and then we have some very exciting dates coming up on the East Coast.
Really?
And
is there anything you can tell us about?
It's going to be all the way up and down the whole country, but we can't announce yet.
Okay.
It'll be awesome.
Parts of Canada, the Eastern Seaboard, down through Nolens, Texas.
Nolens, yeah.
Back those up boys. To Arizona. Oh, we're also playing in Arizona for
Southwest Terror Fest.
Yes. In October.
Nice. Uh-huh.
We're opening for Sleep. We'll be the direct support for Sleep.
So it's busy this year.
Did you guys make it out to Sleep?
It'll be heavy.
At the Showbox this last week?
No, yes. Unfortunately. Well, Dave did.
Dave did, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
he's still reeling from it, I
think. Sleep on 420, most of that floor at the Showbox of the Market was almost asleep.
Yeah. Just very indica clouded out.
Magic of blunts going around there.
Indeed.
Magic.
Awesome. We got Brothers of the Sonic Cloth in studio. When we get back, more from them and more off their new record. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Welcome back to Metal Shop, 99.9 KISW.
Here on Metal Shop, we are coming off of 1 week of last week's all-local episode, and we've got Brothers of the Sonic Cloth in here as well.
It's a theme.
It's a theme, man. So we wanted to pick your brain a little bit, talk about musical tastes, because I guess we all kind of have one.
I'd say so.
So, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not us. Probably them, though.
They have quite the eclectic taste, I'm gonna guess.
So, before we get into favorite bands, what are some of your guys' favorite local bands? Like, maybe two or three of your favorite local bands that deserve a little recognition.
I would definitely say Helmsley, for sure. Okay. They're on tour in Europe right now.
Great band.
Doing a really good job. I'm proud of them.
Spreading the Northwest seed.
Murmurs.
Yeah.
Murmurs, huh?
Oh, I got a list for you.
Dude, yeah, bring it.
How about some Eras?
Hell yeah.
Norska, yeah. Portland, Lord Dying, Sandrider from here, Yob from Eugene, Leviathan.
There you go.
I think me and Tad worked on this list together.
Nice.
Vol and He Who Sucks Is Gored, of course. But
yeah, those guys are on tour right now also, right?
Yeah.
They're back. I think they're back in a couple days.
Eris is actually playing tonight.
Eris
is down the street.
Tonight.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at the Black Lodge, and they're headlining. Hollow Earth is also playing. And so is Mercy Ties, and there's somebody doing Spoken Word.
Raging.
Starting it out, and it's happening right now. So if you're not listening to this, you should be there.
I just sold Jared from Eris my old bass.
So, oh, yeah.
You better
put the one that bought
you
that
better
thing.
Put that to good use, you son of a bird.
Oh, he's going to break it.
I really
like,
didn't.
Hey, Ian, check this out.
Kissers.
I had no idea where that was going. Ian's like, I sold him some, and I was like, crap.
Oh, weed? Here it goes.
Heroin?
Was it the Music Man or the Fender?
It was the Music Man's Stingray.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so he's got a few of them now.
Oh, nice.
So don't steal it from him unless you're going to give it back to me.
Oh, and one other really awesome local band, Great Falls.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And Swamp Heavy.
Yeah. Man, we could keep going forever, but I love the list, man. I love it.
Adora and Yob.
Lesbian.
Not just local bands. Now, what are some of your guys' favorite metal bands of all time? Not just from the Northwest. just to gauge your musical tastes, I suppose.
Well, I always say Yob, and I'm now saying Leviathan all the time, so...
You like Gojira.
Oh, I love Gojira, too.
Okay. How about some Manowar?
How about some Triptychon?
Yeah. How about some Winger?
How about some Gorgoroth? No.
Celta Frost. Oh, okay.
How about some Immortal?
How about some Tad?
How about some Tad?
No. What about Tad?
What about Tad?
What you know about Tad, son?
We're going to talk to Tad a little bit later. He's also an awesome record producer and works with a lot of good local bands. So before you leave, we're not letting you out of here without picking your brain on that. You know that's the truth, my friend.
Let Tad speak on this.
Sweet Topes.
Before we do that, let's play another Brothers of the Sonic Cloth song, though. This one's called Unnamed. Any words you want to issue out before we unleash this upon the public, general public?
What you got to say?
We are unnamed.
Colors of the Sonic Cloth here on 99.9 KISW. You are listening to Metal Shop.
New local jams by Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. So heavy, so awesome, so unnamed.
Thank you guys again for coming into the Metal Shop studios, man. Especially Ryan's been like, hey, we need to get this band in here. We need to get this band in here.
Yeah!
And he's right.
Thank you for having us so much, really.
Ryan's the champion of Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
I like gurgle bands.
He's the bearded champion.
Gurgle down, Ryan. Gurgle down. So, Ted, you've been working on a lot of records here in the Northwest for a long, long time. How hands-on are you when you go in to record a record? And I'm did you work on this record? I'm sure you had to have had some say.
Well, yeah, we did work on this record. This was recorded live tracked at Robert Lang in Seattle, North Shoreline there.
Okay, cool.
By Chris Rahm, and then Dave and I did some additional engineering over at Witch Ape. And finally, it was passed on down to the legend, Billy Anderson, producer engineer in Portland.
Yes.
And he did the darkness to it.
He did a solid job.
Oh, yeah.
He killed it solid dead.
So you guys recorded, you did a live take. Is that what you're saying? You did a live recording of an entire mix, or how did that work?
Well, no, there was, we tried to record it all together, but there's, you know, certainly things that you want to add that aren't able to be done at all same time, so.
Punch some stuff in.
Yeah.
Add some things.
Yeah.
Add some record scratches, some bass drops, some wicka wickas.
Some bulb horns.
Yeah. Awooga. Ted, obviously, you know, we just mentioned that you record bands. You worked on this record. What other local bands are some of your favorites that you've recorded?
Well, the new Eris that just came out, I'm really proud of that record. And I've worked with Lucica from Eugene, worked with Mike Scheid of Yob for his solo acoustic record.
Yeah.
Again, Swamp Heavy. Done some mastering for the Yob Catharsis, the reissue with on Relapse Records.
Awesome.
Palm Bagheera from the UK, Uzala from Boise, Pegadeth, this is Peggy's band, that's to come out with some people from Helmsley.
Awesome name, by the way.
Blues Ox's Board. And,
that kicks ass.
And Don Peyote.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
That's a local supergroup right there, man.
It's a project. It's just a project that we did. Everybody's too busy to make a band, so, right. Yeah.
Pegadeth, goddammit!
Who else, Tad?
Labyrinth in the Desert, Skies Below, and currently we're just tracking with Hollow Earth from Detroit, a hardcore band.
Cool.
Really
cool,
good. Man.
Cool, cool. That's so awesome. Very diverse. A little bit of everything.
Yeah, pretty hard edge stuff.
Right. No pop in there. No smooth jazz.
No smooth jazz yet, but I'm leaving that door open because that's my background is not smooth jazz, but jagged jazz.
Kenny G does live in the Northwest.
Yes, he does.
So you guys picked out some Triptychon to play?
Yes, sir.
Sweet. So we're going to do that. This is a request from Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. Thanks, guys, for coming up. You guys are going to be playing May 21st at Chop Suey. It's going to be a killer show. Anything you want to say to the Northwest audience?
Any final words for Seattle before we let you go and carry on with From the Vault?
Thanks for showing up to our shows and buying our merch.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Helps keep the bands going, man.
Yeah, it puts us on the road. So the more you buy, the longer we'll be out there.
They always say every shirt you buy gets the band 50, 100 miles down the road.
Yes, and if some of us were still smoking pot, we'd be gurgling, too.
Oh, but the influence never dies, does it? Awesome. Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. How do we find you online? You got a website?
We got a MySpace page, Brothers of Sonic Cloth. We're on Instagram, Sonic Brethren, Twitter, Sonic Brethren, and taddoyle.com/BOTSC, Brothers of the Sonic Cloth.
Awesome. A band you guys need to pay attention to. This is Triptychon. It's chosen by Brothers of the Sonic Cloth. It's Metal Shop.
We love Triptychon.
Have long been closed. They come and slay you. Within these walls, you must make one.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.